So you start talking to God, find out where you're supposed to be. If you're exactly where you're supposed to be, doing exactly where you are supposed to do, amen. Now, I didn't come to bring words of condemnation. God wants you to understand that. But he also wants your eyes to come open. The slaves were taught to believe this is the best you can do. This is where you're supposed to be. And the enemy has come in and brought in another kind of slavery. And that's what the Lord wants your eyes to come open to. The other kind of slavery that says you can't get any more than this. You can't have more than whatever you get a month. You got to hold on to that. So then comes fear. What if I get off and what if I get sick? What would I do then? And that's logical. But my point is, God is speaking to your heart. He's speaking to my heart to make him Lord. And then do what he says. If he says don't move, don't move. If he says move, move. Can you imagine? You can't imagine how in the natural fearful it was for Jimmy and me. Didn't even have a house at this time. It had burned. Had nothing. Didn't have any money. To go to Oklahoma, find a house to rent, promise of work, 5 children, and live there. Week after week, no work. Week after week, no work. Week after week, no work. If anybody qualified for help, we did. Probably would have got, just didn't know how. I didn't think like that, really. So don't tell me I don't know any of this stuff. I do. But it's not from me. Say it's not from her. It's a word from the Lord. And I'm asking the Lord to give me a calmer, more compassionate voice. Because I listen to my CDs and I don't like to hear myself sometimes. Amen. Amen. But I have to get the word forth. Amen. Amen. He said, this is what he wants you to know. He said, you have enough faith to get healed? He has, God himself. He has enough faith to get you healed, to help the poor, to bring finances in. In various capacities, he said, but you won't turn your, I got to reread that. He said, you have, look at your neighbor and say, you have. Yeah. You have enough faith to get healed. You don't have to repeat after that. To help the poor, to bring in finances, to serve in various capacities, but you won't turn your faith loose. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any man would not work, neither should he eat. I have come that you might know me. And I'm going to stop here because of the time. But I'm going to tell you for sure, God is not playing. He wants you and me. Say, he wants you and me. To get a hold of this word and to rise up to higher heights, far, we say, super abundantly, far above anything that we can ask or think. He's talking about right now. He's talking about right now. He's talking about houses right now. He's talking about good relationships right now. He's talking about healings right now. He's talking about joy right now. He's talking about peace right now. He's talking about love right now. That person you thought you couldn't stand forever, even if y'all went to heaven together, you couldn't stand it. And you'll find your heart is full of love for that individual. Now, let me get you something straight here. I'm looking at faces now, and I don't know what reaction I'm getting from some of you, but that's not important to me. What's important to me is I say what God says. Not being defensive in any way, and hopefully not being offensive in any way. But this is what the Lord wants to get over to you. And we're making it more and more clear. And when the Lord told us to start CFC, when we started the ministry back in the early 70s, he gave us some strict instructions and a lot of information that got lost in the moving and the house burning and a lot of stuff got lost. But a lot of the things that he said, he's just now bringing them to pass. So a lot of things we may do, we may say, if we haven't gotten it over to you before now, it might seem strange. But our heart is a heart of love. We want you to rise up. And we want you to push us up so we can pull you up. I say it again. We want you to push us up so we can pull you up. We want to be obedient to God and share this gospel. Because if God hadn't wanted you to do better, and I'm not downing any church, there are churches that are doing marvelous things, but he would have left you where you were. He never would have told you to come here and hear this word. Some of us are so pregnant with word. You know, we're at the ninth month. I remember when I was pregnant with Tony, one of my children, and she said, how far along? And I told her, I said, 9 months. She said, you don't go 10 months. It's time to go. It's time to go. So it's time to give birth. It's time to loose your faith and put that thing out there before God. Put that thing out there before God. Put that thing out there before God. And then stay with it. Adam, come here, please. Adam, come here. I told the Lord, I said, I want to pray for somebody. And he just looked at him and said, put that thing out. How many of you remember when Billy Joe Watts was here and he prayed for Adam and he prophesied? Somebody else had prophesied over him. And I talked to Adam a few years ago. He said, I'd like to have me a ranch with some cows. Put that out there. People think you can't have a ranch with some cows. God says you can if you still want it. If you put that out there before him, don't just sit back and wait. Ask the Lord, what's step one? Make it. What's step two? Make it. What's step three? Make it. He said, you can have 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 it. He said, bring me what you have. Bring me what you have. Don't look at what you don't have. He said, bring me what you have. First is your heart. Then your words. Then your joy. Then your peace. Then your money. He said, bring me what you have. He said, I want the world to look at you and say, oh, look what God did for Adam Clark. Amen. He just told me to tell you that. You can be seated. Glory to God. Say, I'm rising. And rising, and rising, and rising, and rising, and rising, and rising, and rising to higher heights in Christ. So my blessing will not be cursed because Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the word that's gone for us today. We thank you that every individual will see expansion and not condemnation. Every individual will look and search his or her heart and see what you're saying to them. And then whatever is necessary, whatever repenting is necessary, we'll do it. Whatever changes are necessary to be made, we'll do it. And we will shine forth with a bright light in Jesus' name. Amen. Literally, I've seen it many times, kind of glimpses, literally, over this building, people are going to be passing by, and they're going to see a bright light that's not shining. You understand? It's going to be the light of the glory of God. And you're going to help usher that light of the glory of God in. Amen? He says, and standing and having done all to stand. And never set out to embarrass anybody. But when the Lord speaks, especially prophetically, we have to do that. Now just Landers and Kelly, he just told me to tell you he's pleased with you. He said, tell you, he said, having done all to stand, he said, you're still standing. He said, I got your back, girls. He said, you're still standing. He said, I've got your back. You're still standing. He said, I'm pleased with you. Amen. Amen. We give glory to God. Be blessed. Put the word in your heart. Always, always seeking his face. Pray more. Pray more. Seek his face more. Read the word more. Get in his presence more. Find out his way, his will. Make Jesus your Lord. Amen.